We're going to chat about a fundraiser now. It's for the charity RNIB, and it's a darts fundraiser. And here to tell us more is Teresa Barrett. So I believe you've been doing these fundraisers, Teresa, for the last 9 years.
Yes, we have. We've been doing, this is our 10th year this year. It's, we're doing it in the memory of my father-in-law, Brian Barrett, who died 10 years ago in January.
And was he visually impaired?
Prior to him passing away, he was registered blind. He had a very rare swelling on the brain, which cut off the blood supply to the eyes.
And has it been darts fundraisers that you've been doing
yes,
for the past
always,
9 years?
Yeah, always a darts day. Brian was a local hero, if you want, for want of a better word, in the darts world in Exeter. You know, loved by everyone. And when he passed away, a lot of friends said, you know, perhaps you should do a darts day in memory of your dad. And so obviously Philip thought about it. And a couple of local guys, Martin Rhodes, who now lives in Camberley, and Kevin Hollenby, they're dart players, but also businessmen. And they offered to sponsor it by buying the trophy for the winner.
And I believe it's also a real family effort, Teresa.
Yeah, Philip's sister, Karen, she's actually the one responsible for the draw. So she's the one that kind of sends letters. I think they're in touch with George from the RNIB and he gives a letter to them, but she gets in touch with local businesses, so she raises all the draw prizes, really, with a little help from other people, but it's mainly her. She sells the tickets on the day. Philip's brother, he supports the day as well. He gets all the printing done for the flyers for the day. So all the family go. We're hoping that a Barrett will win it one year. My daughter got to the final last year, but unfortunately she didn't win it.
So do you and your husband Phil take part as well then?
Yeah, oh yes, yes, yes we do, yes we do.
We'll be hoping for a Barrett win this year.
Absolutely. Well, there's quite a few of us that play darts in the family, so we're absolutely hoping the 10th year will be our year.
Brilliant. So explain to me how it works, please, Teresa. Is it a ticketed event?
No, it's not. No ticketed event. They come on the day. They don't have to pay to enter. And there's no prize money for the eventual winners. What it is actually, ironically, it's a blind draw pairs. So every round is drawn into pairs. You don't know who you're playing in the next round. And it's a knockout competition. And like I said, the semi-finalists and the finals, they get trophies. And we also have some champagne donated by a local business guy called Malcolm Gifford as well for the winners.
Well, it sounds good fun. Bragging rights as well. I suppose you're playing for bragging rights.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, where's this held? Is it a local pub?
It's actually held at the Great Western Railway Club in Carrick Street in St Thomas in Exeter.
And is everyone welcome to go along?
Absolutely. It starts about 12 o'clock on Sunday the 24th of March. And anyone is welcome. You don't have to be a darts expert to play, but it is great fun. And we also raise, most of the money is raised by a draw on the day. Which we get local businesses to donate as well. Anybody can donate anything they want to. And if people want to donate on the day, you know, there's obviously a donation box for them to put money in, but they do not have to pay to play.
Now, how much are you hoping to raise this year?
Well, last year we raised, the last 2 years, I think we raised £2,000 each time. So we're hoping to raise at least that this time. And last year was even a better day because it was on the kind of third weekend in March when we had all that snow and we still had over 70 people come and play.
Wow.
Which was fantastic.
Definitely.
So we're hoping to raise over £2,000 this year.
And this money's purely for RNIB?
All of it. Absolutely all of it goes to the RNIB.
And is that something that would have been important to your father-in-law?
Absolutely. Philip's mum, my mother-in-law, Margaret, she's insisted that it always goes to the RNIB, never to anywhere else. So, and that's what we do every year.
And there's a couple of people you'd like to give a special mention to as well, isn't there, for all the help you've been getting over the years?
The Friends of Field, Laurie and Rose Parkhouse, they're the ones that actually sit and take everyone's names and they do all the draws on the day and they've done it for the last 9 years. So it's 10 years this year that they do it. And it's quite a tough job to do, really.
Well, it sounds a great night. Can you just give us details again when it's taking place?
It's actually taking place on Sunday the 24th of March at 12 o'clock at the Great Western Railway Club in St Thomas's, right underneath the arches where the railway station is. And everyone is welcome to come along is actually a superb day. Even if you don't play darts, it's a great day.
Well, we wish you all the success in the world with it, Teresa. Teresa Barrett, thanks very much for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Goodbye.